Welcome everyone to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So obviously we've had a tragedy here in Boulder. And I'm going to try to make some sense of it for everyone who knows what's happened. I've heard people say that, that it's a mental health issue with a shooter who caused this horrible, awful, murder spree, tragedy, massacre. But I've also heard people say, no, it's not a mental health issue, it's a gun issue. That there's no mental health issue that could cause someone to do something like that. Now let's take a moment and think about that, because it's kind of beautiful in a way. Right? Because how many people have mental illness? Lots of people. Right? Many, many people have mental illness. It's not just one person. And that's just from what we've seen is diagnosed, right? Think about how much is undiagnosed mental illness, right? Now, obviously, there's varying degrees of mental illness. So you could say, well, no, this guy, that's not that. This guy's really, really sick. So how do we make sense of the fact that one side is saying, no, he's severely mentally ill, to some of brilliant people on the other side saying, no, it's a gun issue, and that's it. Right? That has nothing to do with mental illness. That it's just guns. This is what we have in front of us, basically. So I'm going to try to help the conversation get a little bit of traction, because there's nothing now to say. These two sides are saying the complete opposite thing from each other. So there's no dialogue there. You can't have a dialogue. Because one side won't even listen to the other side. There's nothing to even say. Right? There's smart people on both sides. So, how do we fix this problem? So, in looking at this young man, I mean, he's basically a child. If you take the position that someone who's 20 is a child, he's 20, 21, he's a child. This is a young person. 10 years ago, he was 11 years old. What was he born? He was born in 2000, right? I would suspect most people who are listening to this podcast are older than this guy. So I think that's where we should begin. That's the first thing. And then I would say, well, what's his name? What does he look like? Who is he? And what he looks like, right? And what his name sounds like is if for someone who was just casually looking, they might think, oh, this is a guy and a name We've heard this before. These are the names that were read when we heard about the World Trade Center attack. He wasn't even like, was he 1 year old then? He had nothing to do with that. But it's still very raw, this 9/11 disaster. So my guess is that he wasn't really treated very well. And you could say, well, the people in his class in high school, which he, I guess, made a threat that he was going to kill everybody in high school, they're just kids too. But are their parents? What are their parents? Their parents lived through 9/11. We know how racism gets transmitted. I'm thinking that he was a victim of racist attacks because of his name and the way he looks and how this country feels towards people like that. Now, so let's look at that and let's take it back to this idea of the two sides in this argument. How I started this episode. One side saying that severe mental illness that we haven't even seen before. A new category, maybe even. And the other side saying no. Don't conflate with mental illness. It's a gun issue. And this is said by people who really know what mental illness is. So this is not an ignorant statement that it's a gun issue. It's not ignorant. It comes from people who know about mental illness more than me and more than you, to be perfectly honest. So now let's, having looked at who this young man, almost this boy, this child, 20-year-old, where it could have been happening to him, what would you say is the cause? Would you say it's severe mental illness like we've never seen? Or would you say that it's a gun issue and that it really shouldn't be conflated with mental illness? I'm leaning towards the fact that it's a gun issue based upon who he was, what his name sounded like, what he looked like, right? I'm thinking this was his way of fighting back against the bullies. Right? So if there's no gun, he can't carry out his revenge. Because what would he do? Now, I guess he got in trouble for beating someone up in high school. That happens. It happens when you're bullied. And my guess is he was implicitly bullied, probably for his entire life, because of the just happened to be born right around the 9/11 attacks, grew up. And I don't think anyone's even talking about this because it's a taboo thing to say. But we all know how this culture feels about people like this shooter. It's just a kid. So I'm going to lean towards the people who say that it's a gun issue. Because these people who are saying it's a gun issue, right, are smarter than me and they're smarter than you. Because they know what mental illness is. Now, However, the caveat with this is, what's the revenge about? What's the anger in having to fight back against being a victim of bullying, racist bullying? Racist bullying with a 9/11 tinge to it for your entire life. So my previous podcast was on racism. And, you know, my point was, it's here. Don't pretend that it doesn't exist. It exists. And so the idea is how do we try to figure out what happened? And again, what is the revenge? Right? So to understand that, you're going to have to understand racism itself. Right? And racism is about essentially a problem, not one of hatred so much, but as a problem when the minority tries to insert himself or herself as ordinary. So it's a problem of being just normal. So let me give you an example. Right? So let's say I'm a racist man. I'm racist against black people. If a black person comes into my orbit, say he comes into my store or whatever, and this black person is bizarre. He or she is acting in a bizarre way. They're dressed strangely. They're speaking strangely. I'm just going to go about my business. I'm not really going to pay attention to it. But if this black person approaches me in a very ordinary way, speaking commonly and normally, dressed normally, and essentially presenting himself or herself as a normal, ordinary human being, I'm going to be scared. And my racism will show in that context. So my guess is with this young man, he was never allowed just to be a human being. That's my guess. That's my diagnosis. He wasn't allowed to be a human being. He couldn't be an ordinary human being. Because that's when our racism comes out. And believe me, I bet he tried many, many, many times. And many, 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 many times he wasn't allowed to be because of his name in high school. We know how it is in high school, middle school, elementary school. Right? No one's talking about this because it's uncomfortable to talk about. Right? But that's my guess. So to wrap up, I would just say that, can we start to think of the racism not as this black and white issue or hot and cold or extremes? Right? Of good and evil, say. Right? I mean, the black and white is kind of a pun, but think about it as, we're racist or anti-Semitic when we're faced with someone who's outside our circle, presenting themselves as inside our circle. That's when we have the problem. And I think we had a problem with this young man being inside our circle. And I think he had a problem with never being allowed in. And so, in that way, you could see that it really is an issue of guns. And that's what we should really look at. It's a combination of racism and guns that caused this, in my opinion. Coming from someone who lives in Boulder, just a few miles away from where this happened, who knows this community very, very well and understands racism, learning about racism, because I'm learning about it, as we all are. So I'd like everyone to use this as their meditation for this episode and spend 15 minutes meditating and trying to find the answers for themselves within themselves. And I just wanted to do this episode because I feel like it was important to talk about, because I didn't see or hear anyone talking about it like this. And so I hope everyone can understand my message and understand that we really do need to think deeper about these issues and not have it be so black and white. Right? And so I think the best thing that we can do, the best thing that we can try to do with ourselves, is to recognize that we're not racist as long as the outsider doesn't present himself as being within the group. That's when our racism comes up. So you could say, well, I'm not racist. Well, maybe an outsider, a minority, someone from the outside group, say, has never tried to get into your group. Then you could see whether you're racist or not, because it really makes no sense to say that you're not racist or anti-Semitic when no one's ever tried to maybe be your friend. Then you could know if you are or not. So that's my message, that it goes a lot deeper than we think. And I don't think that we can solve these issues without having a much deeper understanding about the context of this young man. Because we have to understand him if we want to try to understand it. So with that, I will say thank you to everyone for tuning in, and I hopefully you will try meditating now for 15 minutes at least. This has been Josh Barzell for Modern World Zen.